a real deal. I'll shoot your liver out and hand it to you.
Welcome back to the Cue It Up podcast. I am very excited to be joined today by Jamal Elmore, and he is with In The Zone. Jamal, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. How about you?
I'm crushing it. I am very excited for this one because I've seen the jerseys that you guys have made for us for the Cue It Up podcast. And I've gotten to see those, and those things are absolutely sick, and I'm excited for it. And they're going to be on sale very, very, very soon. They're actually, I guess, on sale right now. So they are live, and you're going to be able to see them in the description of this podcast. But we're going to bring you on to talk about it. So thanks for that.
You're welcome. It was fun putting the work together, the artwork.
Absolutely. And the way that these, if you have not seen these yet, make sure that you get over to the Cue It Up Network page on Facebook and check them out. They are sick. I'm excited to get my own, and I might not take it off for a month. I'm just so proud of this thing. It's so cool.
That's good, man.
Yeah. So let's jump into this. So you are the owner, creator, founder of In The Zone. Why don't you take us through your process of creating the company and why you did it?
It started as a blog talk show about roughly 10 years ago. I wanted to do a variety of sports, not just one sport. So I came up with the name In The Zone, because being in the zone covers all forms. You know, you can be in the zone doing anything.
Yep.
This show lasted about 4 years. I had an opportunity to become a licensee for the Tap League. From there, I got into buying pool supplies to sell to my players, hooked up with somebody to sell some pool clothes, and then I just decided it was time to start my own clothing line. When I looked for a name, I thought I really just loved that name from the old radio show, so I decided to go with that, and I felt it just gave me some versatility in case I ever wanted to expand beyond just doing pool one day.
Yep. So take us through, I guess, your career as a pool player. I mean, you kind of touched on a little bit that you were head up in the tap leagues, but you obviously have to play yourself. Is there anything about your game that we should know about?
I mean, I grew up playing since I was a kid. My father brought me one of those little tables, and then standing on a milk crate on his big table when he had a 9-footer. Working at his bar, one of the bartenders asked me if I wanted to play in a pool league. I didn't even know they had pool leagues. All I seen was Allison Fisher, Kelly, and them playing on TV. And that had to be 2000. Been playing ever since. Like I said, I interviewed the league owner of the Tap at the time, Lloyd Shanter. And he was so impressed with the interview, found out I played in his league. And we worked out a deal for me to purchase the league for the Chicagoland area.
Oh, so you own almost the entire Chicago League for it?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Okay, so that's – how many players do you have then?
The most I've had is 20 teams. We've taken a break, but we're looking to get started back up because of the COVID.
Gotcha. So if you're in the Chicagoland area and you want to get involved with the Tap League, he's your guy, right?
Yep.
All right. So let's go through. So that's kind of the founding of the company. And that is a little bit of a backstory on who you are. Now, I had never heard of In The Zone until maybe, well, actually, to be honest with you, I think Kelly Fisher reached out to me and she's like, hey, I just signed this apparel deal. We're looking to get some more publicity. Full disclosure, Kelly and I are pretty good friends. And she's like, you know, can you help me get some publicity out there? She had lost her Facebook. And I'm like, yeah, no problem. It's all good. And that was the first time I'd ever heard about you. And now I'm kind of looking out across the industry. And, well, I'm not going to answer the question for you, but you guys are sponsoring a lot of players. How many players do you guys actually have on your books now?
Four all pros. And then I have a lot of amateurs, semi-pro, some of the lower level pro players, some junior players nationally as well as internationally.
Gotcha. And who are the, who are your pro players?
Kelly Fisher, Monica Webb, Wesley Chain, and then I just signed Emily Duddy.
And that was last week, right?
Right.
Or this just a few days ago.
Yeah, actually just a few days ago.
Yeah, so congratulations for that. That's a pretty good lineup.
Thanks. And I worked with Dennis Hatch when I very first got started before the pandemic.
I got you. So is Dennis still with you, or what's the story there?
He doesn't play anymore. He's busy running his own business.
So selling cars, right?
Right. And yeah. I've actually designed the clothes for his car line, for his crew.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome. So you're already branched out into some new areas. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, so I was telling you before we got started on this, like I said, I'd never really heard of you. And then I go out into Vegas, and maybe it's because, you know, we had this deal worked out with the apparel line that I'm launching. Well, you're launching on my behalf, I should say. And so maybe I'm a little hypersensitive to seeing your logo. But I was out in Vegas, and I'm telling you what, man, I probably saw 20 people within the zone gear on. And it was a little bit of a sense of pride for me. I mean, there are a lot of apparel companies that are out there. You know, there. Well, I'm not gonna, you know, start listing them off, but there are a bunch of them out there. And I was telling you, I didn't see any more than what I saw in the zone. That's got to be a pretty cool pride thing.
Yeah, that's a great feeling to know that it's getting out there. Since I signed Kelly, I've been getting a lot of purchases, or orders, bulk orders, pool halls reaching out to me, individual people reaching out to me, a couple of teams. So it feels good to see that it's moving in the right direction.
Yeah. And I think the cool part about your apparel is, I could be wrong on this. I probably am. But when I look out at the industry, at like the jerseys, that the kind of playing jerseys, the only one that I really see out there prior to yours was Ultimate Team Gear. And everybody knows kind of what I'm talking about. It's that kind of sports apparel. It's got the kind of sharp collar. And it's basically a sporting jersey. And there was really no one else that I saw in the industry that was making those and competing with those. And that's exactly what you're making. And the best part about it is Ultimate Team Gear is not a pool brand. That is, that is an actual apparel brand that makes a bunch of other sports. This is a pool brand. And you're competing kind of in the same vein as them. I mean, I'm sure you're not, straight up a competing against them, but I mean, it's nice to see that there is an industry person that's making those style of jerseys as well.
Thanks. I started out with your traditional clothes, like your your embroidery, silk screen, and that's what I decided. I saw those because we had some from Tap, and I just thought I could do something for pool at a reasonable price. And that's kind of how I got into doing that. And I kind of still do the other one as well. So I provide both traditional gear as well as sublimation gear.
Yeah. And that was that your inspiration, kind of the Ultimate Team Gear jerseys then?
Yeah. They were actually the first ones I saw when we got them for Tap.
Yep. Yeah. And they do great work. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and denigrate them. They do great work. The only thing is, they're not a pool company. And, I'd like to see the money stay within the industry. And on top of that, you're a little bit cheaper. So that's even better.
Thanks.
Yeah. So now let's talk a little bit more about the specifics of your work within the industry. Because like you said, you're sponsoring four people, but you're also working with, Dennis Hatch and a bunch of amateurs and semi-professionals. How do you go about finding somebody and you're like, I want that player to be mine? I want to work with that player going forward and partner with them. How do you pick your players?
I started out where I just watched who was on my friend list from Facebook. And then I started reaching out to people that I thought would be a good representation of my brand. As I started reaching out to people, I kind of got a little bold and started reaching out to some of the more higher up players. Turned out me and Dennis had a few common friends, which helped with that connection. And then Dennis introduced me to a few people along the way. I reached out to Kelly on Facebook. I reached out to Monica Webb. I was actually looking at Wazzy Chan and Kelly suggested her. And I was like, oh, that's perfect. I was looking at her anyway. And kind of the same thing with Emily. I was looking at her and she was impressed with what she had been seeing and reached out to me on her own.
Yeah, and Wei-Su Chen, you didn't mention earlier, but you have something in the works. You are going to what's the news there?
Oh, I'm sorry. We have her. She's was actually the third person on sign.
Okay, yeah. So maybe I missed that one. That one's probably on me then. And you have of course you have Dennis Hatch, but you have four women representatives, and they're all. I mean, you're struggling to come up with four more influential people in the industry, at least in the. You know, around the U.S., of course, you can throw Jeanette Lee in there and you can throw in Allison Fisher. But, I mean, you got some really, really big names that are in not only going forward, but in the past for women representatives. That's a pretty impressive lineup you have.
Thanks. Yeah. And the thing I like is they were easy to talk to. You know, sometimes people can be kind of, when they get that high up, they'll blow you off, ignore your phone calls or whatever. Wasn't the situation. And then just the fact that Emily reached out to me as well, just really felt good. Like, okay, I must be really doing something right for her to reach out to me.
Yeah. And Emily's very, very popular in the pool scene. She's built her, she really knows how to market herself well. She's done an amazing job of building a profile for herself. So that's another great signing. So congratulations on that one as well. So we're going to talk about now the partnership that we have going forward. And that is you're going to be the official jersey of the Cue It Up podcast, which I think is pretty exciting. So we kind of reached out to each other ish. I mean, I kind of come up with the idea of how to work together, but have you been following the podcast for a long time? How did you find out about it? What brought you over to us?
The first time I heard of you was Cheryl Bagley. Is that how you pronounce her name?
Yep, Lil Biscuit.
Yeah. I sponsored Justin Jacobs down there in Florida, and I would watch a lot of his games on another streamline. And then I heard her announce that she was leaving that streamline and going to your streamline. And maybe shortly after that is when Kelly told me she was doing an interview on your streamline. And I was just impressed with what I was seeing, and I watched the website and was like, okay, I like the show.
Well, I appreciate that. So we're going to be working together a lot going forward with the jerseys and stuff. So I'm pretty excited about that, but you're still expanding out, you know, quite a bit, both with signing players, but you also do a lot of charity work in the industry that I would love to be able to highlight as well. So why don't you talk about some of the different charity things that you've done in the industry?
I do pool tournaments at a friend's bar called Bank Shots out here in Linwood, Illinois. And I've donated the money to children foundations, breast cancer, homeless veterans, and battered women. And the cool thing about that, I work a 9-to-5 and my job donates $75 for every $25 that I raised.
Wow. So you're doing some pretty impressive stuff as far as raising some money for some great causes.
Thanks.
Yeah. And what gave you the motivation to want to do that?
Probably just watching my parents grow up. They used to do fundraisers and things like that as well.
Gotcha. So the last thing I wanted to talk about during this interview is, well, one, I guess let's find out how to actually purchase any of your gear. So where can they go to actually look at your wares and potentially purchase some if they were interested? And you have to buy a Cue It Up one because I need this for my ego. Everybody go buy a Cue It Up one.
I'm available on Facebook or Instagram. I set up a shop on both platforms. I also have a website, InTheZoneSportswear.com. And that's N without the I.
Yep. So just the N. Yep. Right. And what kind of pricing are you looking at for some of these different things?
A little bit below my competitors. I would say roughly a t-shirt might cost you $20-$25, plus I give a $10 discount, well, 10% discount for your first time purchase. And most of my jackets may go for $80-$85, depending on what type of jacket you have. I don't think I have too much over that price.
And the Cue It Up jerseys, I believe I thought I saw was 55. Is that right?
65. And then okay. You probably saw the 10% discount or something
That. And the Ultimate Team gears usually start at 75. So that is a pretty good amount off of what the market price is. So that's a pretty good margin there. And then, so let's talk about the future of your business and what you plan on doing in the future. Is there any other players you have on your radar? And of course, maybe we can't give all of the beans away for that, but what are some of the future goals that you have in the industry as far as building the next part of your business?
There's a few players that I'm going to be talking to who actually were in touch with Dennis Hatch, said they were interested in getting with me. They seen my gear. So hopefully within a few weeks, I'll be able to make some more announcements on some new signings. And then there's a couple of things that I'm working on. Maybe they'll come through in the fall. Just have to wait to see. Yeah, I also like to mention that I met a lot of the players through Eric Nelson, who lives up here on the north side of Chicago. He has a thing he got going on called Team Straight Pool Eye, with an event coming up this fall in November out in Virginia. He introduced me to quite a few players along the way. One of the players was Jeannie Severs, who won the U.S. Amateurs. She's been a great help, her and Sonia. Just tremendous help for me.
Yep, and those two are great. I got to meet them in person in Florida a couple months ago. They are truly great people.
Yeah, I donated some gear to them for the Jeanette Lee fundraisers that they had.
Yep, and I got to, I was actually streaming the second one of those, so I was down there helping raise some money for Jeanette Lee. What a great cause that is. A true champion and a true fighter, Jeanette Lee is.
Yeah, she is. She's actually one of the first players I've seen when I started watching women pro pool.
And a champion she was. She was the her and Karen Core, I think, was the first ever match that I remember watching. And both of those players are just champions in their own right. And it's it's great to see the billiard community and the pool community get behind Jeanette in these tough times, and everybody so happy and willing to help out where they can. It's truly an honor to be a part of this community.
Yes, it is. I was telling my family, just it's a small community as well. I travel places and people know a guy named Ike Reynolds, and that's just amazing to me.
He's a beast,
and he only lives maybe 20 minutes from me.
yeah, he's a total monster, man. He's getting up there too. Like, he's got the weirdest lifestyle too. He can't weigh more than 55 pounds, and the guy's diet is like incredibly strict. That dude is like the healthiest 60. He's what is he? 60, 65, something like that.
I believe he's older than that now.
Yeah, he might even be. Yeah.
He's real strict on his diet, which is why he's able to still move around the way he does.
Yeah. Yeah. That guy's a champion. Still a real good one pocket player. Real good one pocket player.
Yeah. Alan Hawkins even talked about that when me and him spoke on my radio show 10 years ago. He mentioned Ike being a great one pocket player.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's get moving on then. Big announcements you want to make as far as any of the apparel stuff?
As far as the apparel, not right now. I'm working on some new designs. I'm getting ready to drop Emily's, and they're definitely going to be different from some of the traditional stuff that I've done. She's more feminine, so she actually helped me design some new things that I thought were pretty cool.
That's awesome. All right. Well, if you're listening to this and you've made it to this far in the podcast, get over there and get yourself a Cue It Up jersey and get yourself something else while you're there if you want to. But the bare minimum, you got to get yourself a queued up jersey. Take lots of pictures, tag the podcast, tag In the Zone. And I can't wait to get my hands on one of those jerseys. They look absolutely sick. So I thank you for partnering with us and giving us the opportunity to have this this jersey for the fans of the show.
You're welcome, and thank you as well.
Yeah. All right, well, thank you for joining me today, and till next time.
All right, so take care.
Hey everyone, thanks again for listening. If you've liked what you've heard and you want to contribute to the future content that will be made, consider joining the podcast's Patreon at www.patreon.com/queueitup. Becoming a Patreon of the podcast will help to create all of the future content that the podcast will have. Special shout out to Dave Peters, Aaron Taylor, Pete Silsby, Morgan Lupton, Ben Young, Robert Miller, Andy Morse, and Bill Pelham for your generous contributions to the podcast's Patreon. If you ever need any more information on what the Patreon system is or how you can contribute outside of the Patreon, please reach out to the podcast or Nate himself. If you would like to contribute to the podcast for free, consider sharing any podcasts or the podcast page on Facebook itself. Also, leaving a review and a rating if you listen through iTunes. It helps others find the podcast. Thank you for listening, and we'll be back soon with another episode of the Queue It Up podcast.